Das neue Jahr beginnt und natürlich geht's auch weiter mit dem Energy Star Talk. Diese Woche gibt's eine Folge von unserer Kollegin Clari, die sich mit dem Cast von Stranger Things treffen durfte, und zwar mit Noah und Caleb. Diese sind mit der Show aufgewachsen, darüber hat sie mit ihnen gequatscht. Außerdem diskutieren sie, was die beste Staffel gewesen ist und was ihr Charakter definitiv aus den 80ern mit in die heutige Zeit nehmen würde. All das und mehr hört ihr genau jetzt.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
So you basically grew up on this show. What's one thing from the early seasons you maybe still quote or think about till today?
Oh.
And fireball!
That was perfectly timed.
Really
literally quote that way too often. Finn and Gaten gets so annoyed.
We randomly just do that. We're like, and the and
that's
last.
That's like the first scene. In the basement when we played it.
Yeah.
I still have that scene from Gaten when he sees Elfie and he's like, maybe she's death. This is something I do with my sister every time.
Really?
When people don't listen to us. We just look at each other. Maybe she's death.
That's actually very funny. That's
yeah, I love that. And also at our radio station, people are arguing what's the best season. We are literally fighting. So I was like, maybe I'm going to ask the experts, what's your favorite season of Stranger Things and why?
What's my
favorite? Are we ranking or just number one and that's it?
We can rank if we want.
Okay, let's rank.
Maybe it's easier.
We'll probably have different rankings.
Yeah, can I go first?
Yeah. All right. I know what you're going to say.
So I haven't seen all of five, so I'll say, ooh.
Wait, let's keep five out of it because we haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So one to four, right? Mm-hmm. So 4, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say one, 4, 2, 3.
Okay, so you said number one is the first season?
Yeah, very close. We just didn't have one. Your four is.
I think season one is like. That's what I'm calling it. Like, it's season one.
No, that's what I'm saying. One is. It's either one or four.
This would be nothing without
four.
One.
I just like four because it's just.
Four is so good.
It's just cinema.
Yeah, it is.
It looks beautiful.
But it would be nothing.
Nothing without one.
Season one.
Which is real.
Iconic. All the most iconic moments. The Christmas, the Joyce, like.
You're right. You're right.
The axe, like everything comes from season one.
I know. As I just love how four, the world
is
so big. And as for someone being in the show, Jamie's character was a great addition.
So good.
Even Joe's character.
But I will say there is something so beautiful about season one where like no one knew what the Upside Down was except Joyce, and she's trying to convince the whole town.
Yeah.
And all there was this Demogorgon and this small little family and these people like in this small town, and it was just so perfect and small, and like it's so beautiful how they it's so beautiful,
like
how they've expanded.
Passionate about Joyce.
And they did such a good job. But
the Upside Down.
The beauty of just like this small little story with this like small little group of friends.
Yeah.
Was just
perfect. No, and I get it. That's why I said four.
And
I
Winona
four.
In that season is so good. Like,
yeah.
Where is my boy? And she's screaming and like trying to convince, like, I am not crazy to the whole time.
But I like four because you were in it more. That's why I picked four, because everyone's in it. Season one is like, everyone's not, all of our favorite people.
But also like all of the moments of the kids like just feel so.
And no, that's why I was like, it was hard to pick like four or one, but I just say four because I feel that.
But I see what you're saying. Like four just is
like,
everything.
It has
so
many,
masterfully
like,
done.
Masterfully
the music,
done. The music.
VFX.
It's like my favorite season.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like everyone had great moments.
Yeah.
But then we'll see what wins five.
But I will say what I didn't love about four is how everyone's so split up.
Mm. Okay.
Like that like was.
I feel like people weren't expecting four to be as good as it was.
Yeah.
That's what I.
But like I didn't need to be going to like every location on the globe. Like it was nice when we were
in the one, and he was like, "Oh, where am I now?" Like everybody's like somewhere else. I do understand.
But agree to disagree.
I love the discussion because that's what's going on.
It's hard. It's a tough
season. But also season one could be better than four because you're right. Like that's the for Stranger Things to even happen, one had to happen.
Right.
But I get it. I get it.
And there was nothing. There was no Stranger Things, and one dropped, and people just like loved it that much without having any like previous. No, but I don't have to be like we can agree to disagree. I'm just.
You're, but I mean, I quote season one all the time. Like we do. So one has
like
the most quotable season. Like. And Fireball.
And she's our friend, and she's crazy. And goodbye, Mike. Like, goodbye, that's an Mike iconic line.
Yeah, and friends don't lie. And
maybe she's dead.
Maybe she's dead. That, that one.
Okay.
Why do you think three
love,
is
the love word? The discussion.
we're really good.
So. Okay, imagine, I mean, you lived in the 80s for years now in this in this show. Yeah. What's one thing from the 80s your character would totally bring into 2025?
Like, wait, if our character was in today.
Like, like time
like
travel?
Like, yeah.
Like, if he time traveled to today and he needed something?
Like, what do you mean? Like needed for what? For a battle? For it to go to bed?
Just one thing. Maybe, like, Jonathan would be probably like, I don't like Spotify. I'm taking my Walkman with me because Spotify is, like, too overrated.
I say he's walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Or his bike.
Yeah. We don't need cell phones. We're gonna take the walkie-talkies.
Maybe just like a back scratcher for those goosebumps.
That's funny.
A good one.
That's funny.
Maybe Will should think about taking this into the season.
Yeah.
And the other way around, what's one Gen Z thing your character would totally be obsessed with having?
Ooh.
A Gen
what is a Gen Z thing?
Yeah, what's like
maybe
our options?
I was thinking Nancy would be totally obsessed with these little monitors you can stick on the back of your phone so you can see yourself and vlog yourself. I think she would be totally obsessed with this.
Mm.
Maybe Nancy's mother would be obsessed with Stanley Cups.
Because
it's also a thing. And I was thinking about what would Will and what would Lucas be obsessed with? Maybe like TikTok live streaming?
No.
No?
No. For
our character.
We're nerds.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not like...
Sure.
Gen Z is popular. So I feel like we wouldn't do anything popular.
Mm, okay.
What is not popular?
Like video games, maybe?
Nah. No. They would probably be into video games.
Yeah.
But like what video games though? Like would they be playing
like
I feel like they would be they actually wouldn't be playing console.
Oh, they'd be on
they'd be like on PC.
What about
they'd
what's
be PC,
on PC
gamers.
Like Minecraft?
Nah.
Is that like so?
They would play something
they
really
would be
hard.
Waiting for GTA.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like
yeah.
World of Warcraft or something.
Something that no one plays.
Yeah.
Like no like we were in the AV club communicate they said we had like the what was that like communication device that could go to Australia that Mr. Clark? Yeah,
hello.
Yeah. Again, it was like, hello. But yeah, I think we wouldn't do anything popular. They would not be in the social media.
Okay.
They would not be in the TikTok.
Okay, so let's turn this around. Okay. You guys are popular.
You're like, okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't mean to just.
We are now in 2025. Somehow Vecna still tries to like destroy Hawkins, but we're living in this Gen Z theme. Your characters are also Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
What about like I'm giving you some scenarios and you have to react. Is it like, they would do it or they wouldn't?
Yeah.
For example, Will selling survived the upside down merchandise.
Like, I don't see him selling merch. Like, he's like a quiet little nerd.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Maybe FaceTiming Vecna instead of like looking for him. Who would do
FaceTime?
That?
FaceTime? I don't know
like,
how that
bro,
works.
Where are you at?
But does Vecna have a phone?
Yep. In this scenario, yes, he has.
Mm.
I feel like Vecna would be on Do Not Disturb.
I think he would ghost you. He would like, oh, I'm
probably
not
be
pick
hard
up
to
that.
Reach
him. Stupid 11 is calling. No.
This is a very Gen Z type of question.
Yeah, it is because I was like doing it.
Of course.
Maybe also calling Vecna bestie. Who would do that?
No one.
No one.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Der Energy. Energy TikTok Stream. Die beliebtesten Songs auf TikTok in Deutschland.
For free für euch.
Und ohne Anmeldung.
Hört, was angesagt ist.
Der Energy TikTok Stream bei Energy.
Online oder in der App.
Energy. Hit Music on. Please.